Okay, so I'm here at Digital Leaders with Kevin McLean. You work for UK Online Centres.
I do.
And what do you do?
I'm the Director of Operations and Technology.
Okay. And we've just been hearing Philip Blond and Helen Milner talking today about the big society and how technology can help and enable that and kind of stimulate activity and get things going. What are you doing within UK Online Centres to help kind of people come together and make things happen in their locality and in their communities?
Okay, in lots of ways, it's what we already do. So
yeah.
we're really kind of keen on the messages of Big Society because we have nearly 4,000 local community-based partners all around the country. So
mm-hmm.
a UK Online Centre is also an Age UK Centre. It's also Healy Development Trust. It's a village hall. So it's lots of different things. And what we're doing over the next 12 months is we've set ourselves a target of supporting that community-based activity even more actively than we already do.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is, for example, double the number of volunteers who work in our centres.
Yeah.
And we'll need to provide support and training and help for that to happen. It doesn't happen by accident.
No.
So there's lots of things that we can do.
So what kind of support and
Well, we provide lots of support for centres in how they might recruit volunteers, for example, and then when those volunteers become engaged with the centre, then we can provide online training for them in, for example, how to help someone in their first steps online. So how do you show someone who's never held a mouse how to hold a mouse and
mm-hmm.
how to make that work? And we do a lot of that online, or we do it through the terrible word webinars, but online
which
training.
Which I've done a few of.
Indeed, but online training where you talk to people around the country and actually get the best examples and share best practice around. So there's lots of things we are doing, and of course, the main thing we're trying to do is build the capacity of the local centre to do this kind of activity and to take some burdens off them. So if we've done something once and we can let them have it, we'll let them have it. So a YouTube video on how to do something, for example. So it's free to them, it doesn't cost us much to produce, and we can get them involved in producing them as well.
Okay. And what kind of surprising stories have come out of centres who are doing this and encouraging this? Because Helen told us quite an inspirational story today, and obviously stories are often the best way to understand these kind of initiatives.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I've noticed I've only been working there for 6 or 7 months,
mm-hmm.
But one of the things I've noticed is as I go around to centres around the country, I went to a centre in Kensington in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Now, if you know Liverpool, that's Liverpool 8. It's not the nicest bit.
Not
the posh end. And inspirational centre there, which is held together by various funding streams and sticky tape, but wonderful people. And most of the people I met who are now employed there as tutors started off as learners. So they're often women from the local community who've come in, who've taken their first steps to get online, and they've now, over the years, progressed and are now tutors, and they're leading their local communities in helping them get online and to help sustain their local community centre. So it's fantastic stuff.
Okay.
Really is.
And can you think of like a prime example of a UK Online Centre or just a community using technology in a way that really kind of added value to that community and kind of helped bring people together and stimulate more activity?
Well, there's loads. I mean, I think there's a centre in Sheffield called Healy Development Trust.
I know them.
You know them. Well, if you know them, you'll know that Maxine is the moving force behind that centre.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that's inspirational about Healy Development Trust is it's not just about getting people online.
Mm.
It really is the centre of a whole web of different things that are going on around Healy, which, again, is not the nicest part of Sheffield. But so Maxine's got the notion that actually involving people and getting them online is just a step to getting them involved in wider community work, and they do all sorts of stuff. They run a festival, they run support groups for different kinds of local people, they run a huge number of things. They run local, they help to redevelop local parks. There's all sorts of things that group does, and we just provide support in one area. Now what Maxine's doing now with us, we're supporting her, is she's got a whole week of Get Online Sheffield activity which is happening at the end of this month, and she's got everybody in Sheffield lined up behind it. So she's got the council, she's got private sector organisations, she's got pub chains, she's got the bingo hall, you name it, she's
brilliant.
Got them all lined up behind it,
mm-hmm.
all for a week of Let's Get Sheffield Online, and it's just brilliant stuff, really inspirational.
Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Kevin.
You're welcome.
And you'll be online soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.